USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Hurricane Dorian chugs towards Florida, Orlando's Mayor Buddy Dyer says this morning,
it could be the most significant storm we've had in a couple of decades here in Orlando.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, who has declared an emergency across all of Florida's counties, says people need to stock up on supplies now while they still can.
This is potentially a multi-day event where it will churn slowly across the state.
Currently a Category 2 storm, forecasters say it could be a 3 or 4 by the time it strikes Florida sometime late Monday or early Tuesday morning. A Queens, New York teenager due in court shortly on charges of planning to carry out a terrorist attack in New York City. The 19-year-old is a U.S. citizen born in Pakistan. He was arrested yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
say. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Another resignation at the White House as President Trump's personal assistant, Madeleine Westerhout, is reportedly stepping down. The White House has confirmed she did abruptly resign yesterday. She'd been part of Trump's team since the beginning of his administration. She will not be allowed to return to the White House, according to a spokesman. Former Vice President, now candidate for the White House, Joe Biden, says President Trump's latest move on immigration is wrong, immoral, and sinful. Biden speaking about Trump's plan to abolish a medical relief program for immigrants.
His newest target is children, children who are on life support, children dying of cancer, children with serious, serious diseases.
More and more public health officials nationwide now urging parents to get their kids vaccinated for measles before they go back to school this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker agrees with a decision made by the Department of Homeland Security regarding the border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting Customs and Border Protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, if you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem, then I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line, and I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this. We have a job to do. You're here to observe the job. Ask proper questions. Do what you need to do, but also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
The Commerce and Labor Departments released new reports on the state of the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out. It's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. First-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.